I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. In my experience, both as an applicant and as a hiring manager, some of the most awkward minutes of a job interview could be towards the end. It's so hard to end that interaction. How can you end your job interview and make sure that they remember you in a good way? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. I'm sure we're all familiar with the super app Grab, whether you use it for food cravings from Grab Food or Grab Mart like I do, having parcels delivered through Grab Express, booking a Grab car to get to our destination. Grab bridges us to all our essentials. And if you don't already know, Grab also has its very own e-wallet in Grab Pay, which you can use to pay for your different in-app purchases and even your shopping needs outside the app. But here's another thing about Grab Pay that truly makes it one of the most rewarding e-wallets out there, because it lets users earn Grab Rewards points for every transaction made with the e-wallet, from getting mobile load to your shopping sprees. So whether it's discounts on your next Grab food order or Grab car booking, airline miles, and even e-gift vouchers of up to 600 pesos on some of your favorite restaurants and shops, such as National Bookstore for the bookworms like me, Beauty Manila for the skincare enthusiasts out there, and even Shopee and Lazada for those always waiting for their next boodle find. Don't miss out on your chance to rack up savings using your accumulated Grab Rewards points made with every transaction only with GrabPay. All right, so welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast. Today, we're going to talk about my tips on how to end your job interview. This is actually very important kasi ang dami mga people na magaling naman sa interview, pero pagdating sa dulo ng interview, doon na nagka-crack. Doon na lumalabas yung weakness kasi naubusan na sasabihin. And I'm saying that kasi nangyari na yun sa akin before. I'm just grateful that when it happened, the interviewer was really kind and gracious enough and actually told me, "Now, don't worry about it kasi you've said enough. We really want you for this position." Kaya medyo na parang nabawasan yung kaba ko. But I know how it is to sit there and alam mo yun, hindi mo alam kung paano masasabihin na, should I leave? Alis na po ba ako? Tapos na po ba? So I'm going to give you 3 tips on how to land yung inyong job interview, how to end the conversation, and ano yung mga must say para ma-make sure ninyo that you leave a good first impression. Okay? So let's start with the first caveat, I would say. Towards the end of the job interview, ang huling tanong niyan usually is, do you have any questions? Now, we do have a specific episode sa tips ko on how you can answer that. Anong questions ang magandang itanong doon sa interviewer? And you can find that doon sa ating playlist ng Get Hired Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else, no? But kung tapos na yung section na yun, nakapagtanong ka na rin, wala ka na rin talagang tanong, okay, ano na yung susunod mong gagawin? So ito yung first thing that you need to do, okay? You have to thank them. Okay, so you have to thank them and you can say it like this: thank you for this opportunity and thank you for your time today. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for making time for me today. You have a number of options on how you can say that. Most people would just say thank you kasi parang thank you. Tapos tapos na. Medyo bitin yun. Medyo bitin yung simple thank you lang. So I would rather you say something like, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for listening to me. And that would kind of pad yung inyong time din. Para kung meron din silang pahabol ng questions or meron din silang gustong sabihin sa inyo, alam nila na parang ano yun eh, parang verbal cue yun na, okay, tapos na talaga to. Wrap up na. Okay? Kasi sa totoo lang, medyo awkward lalo na ngayon if you're going to do an online interview or a phone interview. Kapag hindi ka nag-thank you, medyo floating kayo, magtititigan kayo ng a few awkward seconds or even milliseconds, pero feeling mo ang tagal-tagal ng time na yon kung hindi ka mag-grab ng opportunity to thank them. Okay? Now, one of the important keys pagdating sa applications, kung kunyari nasa customer service kayo, nasa speaking role kayo, nasa leadership role kayo, is having that initiative. And the way that you can prove that you have that is by taking control of the last few minutes of the interview. So again, take this opportunity to thank them. Make sure that you thank them. Okay? So, thank you for this opportunity. And then, after that, you can go to the next two lines. Okay? Yung second na tip ko sa inyo would be to make sure that you open the lines of communication. So, make sure that you open the lines of communication pagdating doon sa possible follow-up at sa possible din na follow-up nila sa inyo if they have any other questions. So, what you could say would be something like, I look forward to hearing from you. If there's anything you need from me, I'm just a call or an email away. Okay? Pwede mo rin na i-gauge if interested talaga sila sa'yo, if you're feeling like they really want to talk with you more, or meron pa silang, actually hindi natin alam kung meron pa silang susunod na interview, ano ba yung process nila sa company. Pero kung nararamdaman mo na gusto ka talaga nila, you can even push the envelope and ask, is there a time frame for when I could expect a call back or maybe news if I got this opportunity or not? Kung meron kang pagkakataon na mag-hard sell, na parang ibig sabihin meron ka ibang offers or you want to prove na ano ka eh, di ba? Ibig sabihin competitive yung options mo, marami kang ibang offers from other companies, you could even say that I'm actually in the middle of making a huge career decision and I'm not going to lie, I have a number of offers lined up right now. So I would love to hear if you have maybe a date for me for when I could get your decision or a possible job offer. And when it comes to negotiation, lalo na if, again, no, talagang key candidate ka sa job or kung hinedhunt ka nila, as in talagang hinanap ka nila for that position, so ikaw yung may leverage pagdating dun sa job, that could be a good note din to end the conversation with. Kasi parang sinasabi mo lang sa kanila na, okay, you have to reach out to me kasi marami pa akong ibang prospects, marami pa akong ibang options. And that would incentivize them to go to the boss and say na, oh, this candidate is really good, lalo na if you really performed well dun sa yung interview. And sabi nila, oh, we have to come up with a job offer as soon as possible kasi meron doon siyang ibang offers lined up. Now, ang flip side lang nito is, if you don't know how to read the room, tas hindi ka pala nila gusto for the position, tas nagsabi ka nun, ang labas palalo is, ang arrogant naman ito. Hindi naman namin siya gusto, bakit tinatanong niya kami kung may job offer kami para sa kanya. So again, pakiramdaman niyo lang yun. You don't need to say it, pero I'm just saying na if you are really there, competitive kayo, may experience kayo, tapos alam mo na pwede kang, kumbaga, mag-negotiate pa for even a higher salary and you want to get the ball rolling right away, you can push and say that. Okay? So just remember again, keep the lines of communication open. Open those lines of communication. Let them know that you're always a call or an email away. Maganda din if you can plant this seed. You can tell them, I will always make time for you. Okay? So that's another magic line. I will always make time for you. Now, bakit ganon? Kasi finding time and making time are two different things. And I've told my students that before. I'll mention it again today. Finding time is basically, okay, pag may natira kang oras, i-email ko kayo. Pero making time means na if i-email ka nila or tatawagan ka nila, you'll drop everything and make sure that you reach out to them right away.
Up, up, up! Wait lang!
Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so for those of you who are fresh grads or medyo mas, ano ba, kumaga, you need a job more than the job needs you right now, that could be another good thing to remember to say. Okay, so I will always make time for you. Now, dun muna tayo, we'll take a quick break, and nasa usapan na rin naman tayo ng pagiging smart when it comes to ending things. One of the smartest things that you can do to save time is to use GrabPay. Kasi when it comes to e-wallets, nothing is more rewarding than GrabPay. Grab's e-wallet service makes your online splurges more fulfilling, satisfying, exciting. Kasi you're earning Grab Rewards points with every transaction. And it's the only e-wallet around that lets you do that. Another thing that makes GrabPay the most rewarding and exciting e-wallet in the country are its offers that lets you take home big prizes. Meron pa silang holiday season GrabPay na rewards millionaire promo that would let you spin the wheel of rewards, and ang prizes are shopping vouchers for or GrabPay credits as big as 10,000 pesos. So talaga pang shopping talaga yan. A MacBook Pro, which is a huge deal. Or you can even be one of the 10 winners of 1 million Grab Rewards points, among many other perks. Everyone's a winner with GrabPay's Wheel of Rewards. Spinning the Wheel of Rewards is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just go to your Grab app, look for the Rewards Millionaire style on the homepage, and get to spinning with your points. So if you're not already using GrabPay, it's not too late to start and to catch up on all the useful, fulfilling, and rewarding features it offers. For the best possible cashless experience whenever you shop and pay online, make sure you use GrabPay. All right, let's get back into yung discussion natin. So first two tips. Number one, again, thank them. Number two, open the lines of communication. Tell them, I look forward to hearing from you. If there's anything you need from me, I'm just a phone call or an email away. Now, the third tip is this. This is very important. You have to wish them well. Tell them, have a great day ahead. Have a great week ahead, kung Monday. Have a great weekend ahead, or I hope you enjoy your weekend, kung Friday yung interview mo. You have to wish them well sa dulo. One of the things that I remember from being on the other side, ibig sabihin ako yung nag-hire ng mga people, was ending a job interview, and ako yung nagsabi ng lahat ng to. So yung kausap ko was not responding. I don't know kung nahihiya lang siya or disinterested ba siya or meron siyang pupuntahan, pero hindi siya nagre-respond talaga sa akin. And it was kind of sad kasi yung role was about accounts eh. So, kailangan niya maging person who would be in marketing, would be finding clients for the company din. So, very, ano, dapat forward ka kapag yun yung role. Tapos, towards the end of the interview, wala siyang entry, no? Hindi siya nagsasalita. And I was the one who said that. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Thank you for answering all of my questions. I look forward to hearing from you. Hindi siya nagsabi ng ganun. So, what I just said was if we have any other questions for you, are you open to us sending another email or giving you a call? Ako pa yung nagtanong. Tapos, sa dulong-dulo, hindi niya ako winish well. Tumayo lang siya, tapos umalis na siya. So, he got up, left, and yun na yun. Tapos na yung interview. And, well, masasabi ko naman talaga na hindi siya na-hire for the job. Kasi iniisip ko, kapag clients yung kausap niya, tapos ganun din siya, ibig sabihin hindi siya marunong mag-end ng conversation, hindi siya marunong mag-thank you sa kanila, mag-wish sa kanila well, parang mali naman yun, di ba? Imagine being on a call, tapos biglang bababaan ka nung kausap mo, di ba? So, hindi pwede yun. Kaya, hindi siya na-hire. So, again, very important yung last part na yun. You have to wish them well. So, just tell them, have a good day ahead, or even have a good one kung medyo mas casual yung conversation ninyo. Tell them that you hope that they stay safe, lalo na sa panahon ng pandemic, or you stay healthy, no? Lalo na kung meron kayong mga personal interactions na ganyan. Kung meron kayong mga napag-usapan na more on a personal note, maganda rin if you call back doon. So, kunyari, nag-usap kayo about pets, ganyan. You can say something like, please say hi to your dog for me, or say hi to maybe Haley, kasi Haley yung dog ko, no? Say hi to Haley for me. Something like that. Something that would make it more, ano ba, personal or a little bit more friendly, no? So again, find a way to wish them well towards the end, and they would remember you in a good way. So just to wrap things up, again, three things yun, three tips. Number one, thank them. Number two, open lines of communication. Number three, wish them well. So, para madaling tandaan, TOW lang siya. T-O-W. Thank them, open lines of communication, and wish them well. Okay? Now, kung meron kayong, sabi natin, script, no? I would, hindi ko na encourage na you use scripts, no? Pero if you want to keep this in mind for your next job interview, you could say it like this, no? So, itutuloy-tuloy natin. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for your time today. I look forward to hearing from you. If there's anything you need from me, I'm just a call or email away. Have a good day. Again, kung umaga kayo nag-interview, have a good night, have a good weekend, have a great week ahead. Okay, so options nyo na yon. Okay, and that should be a good way to end your job interview. Okay, so again, no, these are little things, but it's the little things that can make or break you pagdating sa panahon ngayon, lalo na with the job market being competitive sa maraming mga fields. Kung marami kayong kasama sa interview, kung marami kayong competition sa isang job position, these are the small things that could help you stand out and help you land your dream job. Okay?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So thank you for joining me today. Again, that's the goal of the Get Hired podcast. If you have any other questions, you can reach out to me through the Get Hired Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLyqa. So that's Get Hired by TAMLYQA. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more job interview, hiring tips, career tips, at marami pang iba. And if you want to share this with your friends, you can go ahead and do that. Available tayo sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcast. And again, thank you to GrabPay for helping me create this episode right now. I wish you all well. You probably would hear from me in 2022 na. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas sa inyong lahat. And I hope for a better career for all of us in the next year. All right? Thanks, everyone. And I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.